Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
What's up, my little pumpkin spice hookers?
Oh, oh. Hey there.
It's Ghost the time Daddy. Of year. It's the time of year when the hookers go pumpkin spice.
Is it? So
do they?
It really is.
Is it really bad? I really like this song. I love this song. It's so catchy, man.
I like, what's his gravy guy? Young Gravy.
Young Gravy. Young Gravy. It's so good. The beat with
it. He sampled
it.
Yeah.
So good.
I know. It's so good.
Not at all what I heard. What I think I'd hear you say this morning, though.
Young Gravy?
I really like Young Gravy's version.
I like Young Gravy.
This song.
He's
I actually just
life.
Like gravy, yeah. Katie. So,
you know.
Old
same.
Gravy, young gravy.
Same,
any
same,
gravy.
Same.
Middle aged gravy.
Actually, here, yeah, I have Young Gravy's version.
Oh, dude.
Oh,
it's a little.
There you go.
A little better, huh?
Some beat.
It's a fatter beat.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
So catchy.
Nippy morning.
Oh,
how about the wind yesterday, too?
Nippy and windy. Yeah, I'm definitely poking out of my shirt for sure.
Oh, so cold.
Total dad move yesterday. Went around and, you know, I covered all the outdoor spigots and everything and drained the sprinklers off the side of the house. I haven't done a full-blown blowout yet, but they said it got down below freezing, I guess, last night.
It did.
It was a freeze warning.
It was a freeze warning.
My Alexa and phone were going nuts yesterday. Hey, freeze warning, just in case. Freeze warning.
So
we live
funny.
In Colorado. We do this every year,
yeah,
Alexa. Calm down.
We know how to do this. I have a little switch that turns on a fireplace in my apartment. And I was like, I'm not turning on the heater quite yet. But, man, I turned that fireplace on and I almost forgot to shut it off at night. I was like,
you
snuggled
I love in.
This thing. Oh,
I would imagine
great.
After your 1 hour of sleep the night before, you probably just laid around and got fat again yesterday.
I did.
Huh?
Well, it's funny. I left the show and then I drove home. It's one of those. Mornings, I don't remember driving home. Like, I cannot tell
well,
you.
That's
when I left
concerning.
Here. Well, no,
something
I was
you
so
don't admit,
tired.
Katie.
Slightly concerning.
Tired. What that doesn't happen to you when you're just so exhausted, you don't really remember.
We don't
the,
admit it.
The journey from work to home, like, and mine's only 5 minutes. Let's
yeah,
be
you're
honest.
Close too.
Like, I'm very close, but yeah,
I'm glad
I don't,
you were driving in traffic.
Thank
with
you, thank
other
you.
People.
So I went home and I laid on my couch and I literally like. Laid on my couch for a second. I was like, no, this is a job for the bed. Like, this is a
oh, you were that tired.
Bed job. So I went and climbed into my bed and I fell asleep. It had to be like 10:40. I mean, it was not very much after the show ended. And then I slept until 2:30.
Dang.
And then I laid on my couch and I ate half of the bag of popcorn I bought for myself that was supposed to last me a couple weeks.
Treat yourself.
And then I fell back to sleep. So that
treat
was
yourself.
That was my day yesterday.
Were you able to sleep at night at all?
Oh, yeah.
You still slept?
Oh, God.
Oh my
like
gosh.
A log. I woke up at like 3:45 this morning. I slept straight.
You got like 20 hours of sleep
I did.
Yesterday.
I did. When they say
like
you can't.
Koala.
Catch up on sleep. I'm always like,
yes, I can.
Watch me.
You're like a cat. Like a
I am.
Cat
yeah.
just
I'm
lays
totally
and
like
sleeps
a cat.
All day.
Exactly. I can be like that. Like,
well, just don't do it like 2 or 3 days in a row because
no.
then we're going to start to be concerned.
No. It was just yesterday and yesterday only. My body actually, because I've gotten in the habits of, you know, working out every day and making sure, like, I was running every other day for like 6 weeks. And so when I went home yesterday, my body was like, are we going to run? Oh, no. Okay.
Oh, no. We're laying on the couch and eating popcorn, aren't we?
For a split second, it thought it was going to have to do something.
I wanted to ask you that. Are you so you met your man over the weekend and everything.
Yeah.
Are you going to keep on going or are you just going to kind of...
Go back to those old habits.
Yeah.
And I mean, I still worked out and stuff before, but I was
really hitting it hard.
6 weeks. And I think I might, continue at least as far as
going.
I can. I liked how it made me feel. I'm not going to lie.
A little less
like,
cottage cheese, though, probably.
I'm not going to eat that much. I was buying tubs. Like, those people at the grocery store are like,
hey, Katie, again?
Feeding a family of six? No, just me.
it's just me.
But yeah, I might lay back on the couch.
Well, I was going to say, because you built really good habits. I mean, why not keep those going, you know? Because, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, fried chicken talk beforehand and everything. But
dude,
and
she's going back.
I know.
You know, fried chicken
like
is protein.
Big talker right now. Total big talker right now.
What's the over-under, like 3-4 days?
Who wants to play some bets?
Yeah, she's never going to eat healthy again.
Come on.
Oh, Katie.
I'll eat healthy.
Okay. All right.
I'll eat healthy.
I actually have a story for you later in regards to toilets that will... will give me some wide open doors to make fun of you. So
I'm glad you could think of me when you thought of that.
When you think of toilets.
I read the story this morning. I was like, ah, this is a Katie story right here. This is a Katie story.
All right.
What else is going on? Today's, I'm super excited. I'm. this is such a dorky thing. I'm getting electrical put in my basement today. Which is such a dad thing to be excited about.
It's
I'm
like such
really
a homeowner thing.
It is like yeah. I'm excited to finally have electricity in my basement that I'm kind of finishing. And the guy that's coming over today, it's so fantastic because I met him on a whim in Home Depot. I've been looking for a good electrician, and I was walking down the aisles of Home Depot one day, and I'm just like looking actually for electrical stuff, and I passed this guy, and he looks at me and gives me the like the cheesiest smile, like, you know, kind of almost creepy. It was yeah. so friendly, you know, like I looked him in the eye as I walked by and he didn't move, just eye contact and smiled the whole way. I was like, well, that's a friendly man. That was an awkward interaction. And so I made my way down the electrical aisle and I'm standing there looking at stuff for about 2 minutes. And I turn around and he's standing right there behind me. Oh, Jesus, you know.
Snuck up
same
on
smile.
You.
He's like, what are you looking for? I was like, do you work here?
I know, right?
I was like, and I was like, told him what I was looking for. Oh, you want to do this and this. Don't use this, this, this. I was like, oh, are you an electrician? He's like, as a matter of fact, I am.
Oh.
I was like, really? And he goes, are you Jeremy from the radio? And I was like, oh, that's why.
Could have started with that.
That's why the awkward smile.
You got to lead with that.
You
got to
lead with that. Hey, I listen to you on the radio instead of, little unsettling. But, you know, what a fluke. He had his shirt on for his company. I go, turn around. And I took a picture of the back of his shirt. And a couple weeks later, I called him, came out for an estimate, and he's coming today to get some stuff installed.
No way.
So, like, the most random interaction at a Home Depot with a listener is leading to me spending thousands of dollars.
Well, are you trying to finish? Is this the first step in finishing your basement, or do you want electricity?
Yeah, we're just going to have wires hanging from the ceiling with outlets and stuff.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just completely exposed wire.
Do you want to make it a man cave, or what do you want to do with it? Like, what's your end goal?
Yeah, it's going to be a place where we can boot the kids downstairs.
Oh, when they're in
trouble. Get out of here. No, when they have friends over, like, go downstairs, stay out of the way. Tear up the basement, not the main level of the house.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to have a little room down there for all my action figures.
Yeah.
Are you going to, like, make that, or are you just going to, like, throw them all in there? Or do you want to make
it,
like,
I'll just probably throw them on the floor.
No, but do you want to make it, like, are you displaying them?
No, I was going to throw them on the floor, Josh.
Look at Josh coming in. I want to get ideas because I want the same thing.
You're coming in hot
with
the stupid questions
today.
It's fantastic. Tell me, are you just going to throw all those on the floor?
I hate you so much.
It's a pile of toys.
Yeah, just a pile of toys
for
in the basement. Yeah, that's probably
you
what we're
jumping them, right? Yeah.